The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen. We'll
never fail. Our Lord is in God's fire. I say nothing of yours is still in God's fire. Every blessing, every desire, every expectation has been approved and released. But there are positionings. There are corresponding actions. There are things we really need to do, which are not difficult. That's why we are here tonight. I am telling you that you are blessed to be part of this program. I say you are blessed to be part of this program.
Yes, sir, sir, okay,
the way you say amen, you will never live here the same.
Amen.
You see, we are in the days that it is as if heaven is silent.
I say also,
but it is not so.
Nanso entisa.
Today, on our way to a very far place, almost near Eburi. We were going to check something that she was driving. And the Lord started speaking to me about something that we are going to share tonight and pray. Beloved, Christ is the end.
Christ
and the beginning. I say Christ is the end.
Christ,
that debt that has been left for you to pay. Christ is the end of that debt.
Christ,
any debt you are paying. Christ is the end of that debt.
Christ,
just how we're about to climb the Eburi to branch. The Lord said, listen to me, my servant. And this word started coming. You will understand until I explain it.
Now, won't I say that?
And it has opened my mind. After tonight,
and you may
you know, you will know that something has changed in your life. After tonight,
and you may
you know, you know that something has changed in your life. Do you know this night, myself, we are supposed to travel. We are supposed to be on our way somewhere and maybe return at dawn. And it is possible after this thing, we will just continue the journey. But I need to be here. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, our theme is taking on the gates of hell. Taking on the gates of hell. Thus, Jesus the end and the beginning. 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 In Matthew 16:8. Matthew 16:18. And I tell you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. and the gates of hate or hell will not overcome it. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8 and 18. Revelation chapter 1,
verse 18.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Look, these words, God gave me revelation many years ago, and this is the way I pray. And then Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. I was dead. And now, look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Amen.
Amen.
At the crossover, the Lord gave us Isaiah 42:14-17. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out. I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills. During the podcast, I made it to understand that mountain and hills are not physical mountains. It's talking about kingdoms and systems. And dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up pools. When you see rivers, seas, and those, sometimes they represent continents and nations. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Look, this year, you are going to understand many things in your life. I say you are going to understand many things. Verse 17. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, you are our God, will be turned back in utter shame. Christianity is not a fanfare, but a warfare. Christianity is not a fanfare, but a warfare. Turn to the person by you. Tell the person, Christianity is not fanfare, but warfare. Amen.
Amen.
You see, we fight from the victory side. We fight to maintain the victory of Christ for us on the cross. We fight the fight of faith. We fight because we are living in a territory infested by so much evil and wickedness. We fight because we have been commanded to do so in Matthew 11:12. That since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and violent people have been raiding it. Amen.
Amen.
February 2024 is our now is God's time. God's time is now for me. And today is a very special prophetic day. According to biblical numerology, 0202-2024. Today, the occults are meeting. The things they will do.
They
sacrifices they will do. Astrologers, those who command the stars, they think they are going to do with these numbers. Before 12 midnight, they are going to change destinies. They are going to swap destinies of people who are weak, who are not in the Lord. And even Christians in the law who are weak, they are going to use these numbers. Anytime numbers clash like this, it has a spiritual significance. 0202-2024. It stands for double delivery. It stands for double action. It is a prophetic word that stands for speeding up action. I declare that an anointing for double delivery will rest on you.
Amen.
An anointing for double action will rest on you.
Amen.
An anointing for speeding up action will rest on you.
Amen.
When we talk about the gates of hell, we are talking about Satan's might and power. Satan's counsel. Satan's kingdom. Jesus said,
Yesu kan say,
he will build his church on the revelation Peter gave.
Na obesi na sorry then ewo edia Petro ema ye no.
And the gates of hell
na samanopo
shall never prevail against
him. Etimi entwin fasoda.
Hell will fight.
Na samanobe ko
the hell will never prevail against.
Na enso etimi entwin fasoda.
The church is the only hope of the world.
And
you, the believer, are the only hope to the society. Unfortunately, many believers are victims of satanic attacks. But things are changing. I said things are changing. God is about to open our eyes. Jesus is the end of those attacks and the beginning of the church. It all ends with Jesus. And it all begins with Jesus. From the day you were born again, everything came to an end. Every load you carried, every debt that had been transferred to you, it came to an end. And a new life began with you in Christ. Unfortunately, we are not able to practicalize this. We are not able to practicalize this. Today, I received a card from Lucris. That person was bringing me something. It was a card, Christmas card, that has been sent by the ambassador to Japan.
Card he sent to me.
This man is a deliverance minister. And then I had to reply to somebody within the week. The person was mocking deliverance. When this man was teaching deliverance. That there is no deliverance. Jesus has paid the price. Doesn't he know the Bible? When we did these things,
then
we are popularizing the devil and making the devil appear to be stronger. Then it was on Facebook, so
Facebook,
answered, I said, go and read Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25, about Paul's experience. Read Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21. Meanwhile, he should read Matthew
16:23.
When Jesus rebuked Satan in Peter. Why did Satan pass into
Peter?
Why didn't Jesus just leave Satan there because he has come to pay the price?
I don't know when you Satan or Petro who said, "We bet you a bonity on trousa."
I am waiting for the person to reply me.
These
days, be careful what you hear. In fact, that is why you and I must develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. You must know Jesus by yourself. You must know the Holy Spirit by yourself. Because there is too much talking going on. And if you don't take care, you'll be confused. The gospel is simple. But the gospel is full of revelation and insight. Tonight, we are going to begin with a prayer point that I nearly forgot. Please give us Acts chapter 8, verse 20.
Asumafuma 18 or 20,
Acts 8, 20. Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money." If it is your Bible, the prayer point is, "May your money perish with you." But this one, "May something perish with you." When the prayer point comes, you understand it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3, 6. "I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow." Amen.
Amen.
Can I have it in King James, please? "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Some version says, "God made it grow." When I raise the prayer point, you understand. Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. "For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Verse 8. "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." You know, we have been dealing with indebtedness. Some of us are reaping what our ancestors, our fathers sold. You see, this thing is becoming so real to me. Look, anything from your family line that can be traced to you, you haven't overcome it. If there is a disease in your grandfather, grandmother, something of the bloodline that can also be found in you, you are paying a price. You are reaping a harvest. If marriages don't work, you have become born again. You too, the same thing is happening. You are reaping a harvest. You are paying a price. You are paying a debt. I want you to think just a little. What is it in your family that can be traced to you? I'm giving you 2 minutes. Go into yourself. What is it in your family that can... Look, your family can lie, They will try with the truth. At a point, people will start clapping. This one is God. Hey, this family, they don't tell the truth. But the man is saying the truth. The last one he will say. He lie inside. Spoil everything. Then you become born again. And you too, they say. You are paid a debt. I say, check. What is it in your family that can be traced to you? It looks very simple, but I tell you, when you go deep, you know that.
Anytime
you go to hospital and they're asking you of family history.
That
your mother has pressure. My great grandmother has. My mother has. And then the doctor says, then this one is just a family. It's a harvest. It's a harvest. It's a price. There is a prayer we are going to pray right now. My spirit is getting angry. When I got this prayer point. And you see, unfortunately, Christianity is sad that it depends upon the revelation that the pastor is carrying. Not every pastor has this revelation to teach you. No.
There be
some people will say, Charlie, here on earth, everything will not work for you. So just manage it. I refuse to manage. I am not managing anything. In Christ, I should manage diabetes. I should manage cancer. Something that Jesus has already suffered for me. I should manage poverty in Christ. No! It's an error. The reason why some of them are not here is because they are paying debt. Don't go. You are tired. Because the devil know when they come, the debt will be canceled. The things God is showing me about this payment of debt. I'm tired. Just rest.
It's
a debt. So many excuses. The debt want to remain. Look, from tonight, we are beginning by killing evil and negative seed and its harvest. Every negative seed with its harvest that our ancestors have left behind, It must perish with them. They are dead and gone. The seed must also die. The harvest must also die. If you don't get angry about some things, Christianity is get angry with the devil. To get what Christ has given to you. Because he wouldn't release it easily. No. He's a litigant. And especially because we are living in the fallen world. I was here around 8 o'clock at the office.
No office, so.
And the Lord was showing me some things. Things that we should deal with tonight. And the Lord was opening my eyes. You know, there are some people who never continue any good thing. Yes, they never continue. It's a spirit. It's a harvest. It's a debt they are paying. Because as you continue, you are becoming better off.
Now, say, Papa.
Say, my Father in heaven, I stand before you tonight. I come to you as your son, as your daughter, as your covenant child. I come to you 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 as your covenant child. Say, Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
Begin to thank the Lord right now.
Yes,
thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord for revelation. Thank the Lord for this time. This time. This is the best time for you, I'm telling you. Lives are changing. Destinies are changing. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We worship you, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
There is something leaking. There is something little left in my Father that you can find in me. Something very small. That's what is left. Something small.
Very small.
That you can find in me. Very small. Like I have overcome all.
I said, we're doing nothing in us.
You can't find anything of my mother in me.
Oh, who ni mami? Who be bia wo ni mo?
But my sister, you can find them.
Nasuni ni amande wo mo.
My my brother, you can find my father's thing in them.
Something
small dot.
I think it's Rabbi. I said Kobe.
That is what is left.
And the penaka.
And I know this year.
I will
clear it.
Yeah.
I am almost 99.5%. But some of you,
100%
can be found.
70%
can be found.
80%
can be found. I used to laugh. I used to play with my spiritual father.
Now, on any home, I to me, dear.
I say, Papa, your pressure is too big.
I say, oh, Moja was in a sorodo.
Too big.
A sorodo.
Your pressure is too big for
Moja
me.
Moja was in a sorodo.
And the reason that he likes Kobe too much. Kobe.
Now, Nintinis, you say, Ope Kobe, Nam Dodo, Kobe, Nam Ope Nipa, ye.
Kobe is full of salt.
And now, Kobe, so, and Chinen Kuan, a womb.
Salt.
And Chinen.
Am I lying?
Is
Kobe not salty?
It's true.
Ah, yeah, not like salt.
I saw it on bench, sir.
If you cook, you don't want me to eat.
So only the numbers are so big.
Two things.
And you remember, you know,
make it salty.
And then chinchum.
Make it very hot.
My eyes is she.
I won't eat.
Oh, need that.
And then what? Make it very big.
Cut
the food big.
I say,
this is for me. My appetite.
Ask my wife, if
you don't want me to eat, make it big. Immediately I look at it like this. Somebody say, why is pastor talking like this? It's because of somebody.
Hey, you been here?
Now the person's eyes are open now.
Kaya maya.
The person's eyes are open. Clap for the person right now. The person's eyes are open. Thank you, Lord. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand before you tonight. I stand in your blood.
I stand in your finished work.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
For me on the cross.
For me on the cross.
I stand in the finished work of Christ. 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 And I declare tonight,
every evil seed and its harvest,
that my ancestors, that my parents, that my family planted. That is producing
negative harvest.
Every evil seed, every negative seed.
My father's and my mother's planted.
Which is producing
a negative harvest.
In my life.
I declare tonight.
Let both the seed and its harvest die in my life.
Let the seed and the harvest die.
I am a father. God wants you to pray like this yourself. This is what we pastor prophets should lead you to be doing. God answers your prayers like this more than we going around saying, hey, woman, I see this. Hey, woman, this. Woman. When you are praying like this, the answers come quicker and faster. Because your heart is involved. You are dealing with the thing yourself. When I say there is something small in my father left, my father married at 35. I married at 27. My father had me when he was, I think, 37. I had my son when I was 28. Are you seeing? Are you seeing that things are changing? Some of you, your mother married 40. You are 40 now.
Oh, my mother married 39.
Yours is even more than your mother. The seed is even thicker in your life, more than your mother. That is what I mean. I meant that. Something small about my father is just what is left.
I see.
And I'm clearing it. I'm clearing it. I'm clearing that of the whole family. I'm clearing. Listen to me. You must change your family.
Amen.
I say you must change your family.
Amen.
You must change your family. You must put a stop. Do something in your family. God is looking up to you. Every family member has got toothache. Everybody, they have toothache. That toothache must die with somebody. It must die with somebody. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let me look at the prayer point. Shalabakara. Lebreketeke basuta kabayande. Le baba rakata. You know,
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
By the law of harvest.
By the law of harvest.
Every seed.
Every seed
produces a harvest.
Produces a harvest.
Every seed,
every seed
must produce a harvest.
Must produce a harvest.
Whether positive or negative.
Whether positive or negative.
Therefore, I stand in the blood.
I stand in the blood.
I stand in the finished work.
I stand in the finished work.
Of my Lord and my God.
Of my Lord and my God.
My Lord and my Savior.
My Lord and my Savior.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I stand on your finished work for me.
Your finished work for me.
Your finished work for me. On Calvary. I stand and declare that every evil seed
and its harvest, that my ancestors, from my father's house, have ever sown
that must germinate and produce a harvest.
Whose harvest?
I am suffering.
I am leading.
I am living.
I am paying the price.
Tonight.
I say no.
I am born again.
I stand in the finished work of our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ.
I command.
Let the evil seed
with its harvest
in my life,
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Amen. Control.
This is true deliverance.
Where are dear mapa?
You are delivering yourself. Look, there are some experiences that you will never experience again. There are some negative things that has been happening to you. They won't happen to you again. Because the moment the seed dies, the harvest also dies. Look, heaven is rejoicing the way we are praying. These are the prayers that produce results. Heaven wants to hear your voice. We are just to lead you. You will see whether you experience that thing again.
Some of you,
before you realize, that pain is gone. That sickness is gone. I've told you, I don't know whether I've told you, for many years, I don't use pillow. I've done so. Even I've worn that collar before that thing.
I've done everything.
I prayed. I don't know what prayer I have. When I tried pillow, the time the pain disappeared, I didn't.
I see. Mra, a year I walk around. Oh no, him.
Has Mr. Quedon come? Mr. Quedon.
No.
He gave us pillow.
Is that good, ma'am? Sumi?
Two pillows.
Sumi, you know.
And I pick one.
No, Fabaco.
My wife also picked one.
You didn't say Fabaco.
Then I think something happened and then there was an exchange after
now,
1 week.
BBC,
I realized that I was using my wife's one.
No, you didn't then, on the other side.
I went, I said, no.
Wait a minute.
Then she said, you cry.
I said, oh, cry.
Since when have you started using pillow?
Before
I realized that the pain was gone.
I said, I'm going to say,
I am not using pillow.
Now, sorry, but that's me, so.
Formerly, when I put my aja,
so the title super, hey.
I'll be using the pillow.
Is there the order?
I didn't know when order
to me, super, on
the same thing is going to happen to you.
Amen.
Hey! I say it's going to happen to you right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Before you realize,
when you remember also know,
the impossibility has become possible.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You cannot tell how it happened.
These
are the prayers that cause those things to happen.
When you pray, Masani Manesi,
say, I declare.
I declare.
Any seed. My ancestors imported.
My ancestors imported.
Into the family. That is ravaging the family.
That is producing.
A negative harvest.
That is ravaging the family.
Any evil seed.
Any covenant seed.
That my ancestors imported.
By covenant. By idol worship. By exchange.
By whatever means into the family.
That is producing.
A negative harvest that is ravaging the family.
I stand.
In the finished work of Christ.
I stand.
In the finished work of Christ. And I command that seed. I said the prayer is working. You see, when you are praying, the Holy Ghost is making comment. It means he's leading you. We want to kill some seed right now. Say the seed of hatred. and the harvest of hatred,
and the harvest of hatred,
the seed of delays,
the seed of delays,
and the harvest of delay,
and the harvest of delay,
the seed of barrenness,
the seed of barrenness,
and the harvest of barrenness,
and the harvest of barrenness,
the seed of singleness,
the seed of singleness,
and the harvest of singleness,
and the harvest of singleness,
the seed of diseases,
the seed of diseases,
and the harvest of diseases,
the harvest of diseases,
the seed of sicknesses,
the seed of sicknesses,
and the harvest of sicknesses,
the harvest of sicknesses,
the seed of delays,
the seed of delay,
and the harvest of delay,
the harvest of delay,
the seed of scarcity,
the seed of scarcity,
and the harvest of scarcity,
the harvest of scarcity,
the seed of lack,
the seed of lack,
and the harvest of lack,
and the harvest of lack,
the seed of poverty,
the seed of poverty,
and the harvest of poverty,
the harvest of poverty,
the seed of hardship,
the seed of hardship,
and the harvest of hardship,
and the harvest of hardship,
the seed of heartbroken experiences,
the seed of heartbroken experiences,
and the harvest of heartbroken experiences,
the harvest of heartbroken experiences,
the seed of anger,
the seed of anger,
and the harvest of anger,
the harvest of anger,
the seed of temper,
the seed of temper,
and the harvest of temper,
and the harvest of temper,
the seed of envy,
the seed of envy,
and the harvest of envy,
the harvest of envy,
the seed of painful experiences,
the seed of painful experiences,
and the harvest of painful experiences,
the harvest of painful experiences,
the seed of forced labor,
the seed of forced labor,
and the harvest of forced labor,
the harvest of forced labor,
the seed of hard working,
the seed of hard working,
but little income,
but little income,
and the harvest of hard working,
and the harvest of hard working,
but little income,
but little income,
the seed of much effort,
the seed of much effort,
but little reward,
little reward,
with the harvest of much effort,
with the harvest of much effort,
but little reward,
but little reward,
any other seed,
any other seed,
I mention it right now,
I mention it right now,
let the seed,
let us see,
and its harvest,
and its harvest,
let it die now,
let it
die now,
die now,
die now, die now,
die now, die now,
Let us see the light.
After this, check your life and see. You see, you don't just pray. Pray and observe. Jesus said, watch and pray. It means many things. Observe first and pray. After you have prayed, watch how things are working in your life. You know that things have changed. I'm telling you.
Okay,
look, when you pray this kind of, even if you go and sleep for 1 hour, the sleep is deep and healthy. If you look, I wish God will open your eye to see how the atmosphere is clearing. You see, it is that seed that determines your atmosphere. You go to a place, you have not introduced yourself. People hate you. They just hate you. You haven't even opened your mouth. Somebody just doesn't want to see you. That's the harvest. It's a seed. It's a seed. That is producing. But from tonight,
I say, if you bring,
I say from tonight,
if you bring,
I say the seed of late arrivals.
The seed of late arrivals.
I just said it right now. The seed of late arrivals.
The seed of late arrivals.
The thing will happen, but it comes late.
Yes, I didn't see.
The devil cannot stop it. But the devil is delaying it. He doesn't
things don't come at the right time. The time you need them, they don't come. Late arrivals. The seed of late arrival. And the harvest of late arrival. It must die in the house. It must die in the house. The seed of singleness. Loneliness. I know a family. They only bring forth with men. I know them. They are, I won't mention where they are.
Because
we live in that area.
Yeah,
you see, sometimes I don't look, beauty. Beauty. They can bring forth with men.
Yes,
but to have a man to say my husband.
They
don't have. They don't have.
We need be.
Say any strange seed.
Any strange seed.
That any of my ancestors.
That any of my ancestors.
From my father's house. From my mother's house. My grandfather. Of my father's house. Mention his name. He said, seriously, if you don't know your grandfather's name. My grandmother. From my mother's side. What is your grandmother's name? Your grandmother. I didn't say your great grandmother, but your grandmother. What about your great grandmother? What about your great-great-grandmother?
You're going far.
So you are just walking.
Oh, no, I'm going to
you haven't found the history? Me, I know my great-great-three. I know my father's side, and I know what who they were.
In fact,
one of them, from father's side and mother's side, they were ruling witches. I mean, they were ruling powers.
Now, what did to me so?
I know. I found. Look, you.
Why ain't you
move? Don't just walk.
Man, I take a go.
You enter your car.
Now go.
A harvest is following you. Some harvest is following you. Say, end this strange seed.
Any strange seed.
That any of my ancestors. From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
Imported.
Through covenant.
Or by any means. Into the family.
Into my family.
That is causing ravage.
That is ravaging the family.
That is ravaging my family.
I say tonight.
As I stand. In the finished work of Christ. On the cross of Calvary for me. I command that seed. And the harvest.
Let us sit down. As I stand the finishing work
I command that seed to die. 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 Reba Katoshi and Rababa. Reba Katoshi Kabababa. Reba Siandolo Kosi Kabaya. Let that seed die in the name of Jesus. Let that seed die, Lord. Let that seed die. Let that seed die. I stand on your finishing way. I stand on your finishing way. On the cross of Calvary. I command those seeds to die. I command those seeds to die, Lord. I command those seeds to die. 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 I command them to die. I command them to die. I command them to die. I command those seeds to die. Makaraboshi kabaya. Irebanaboshi andalaboshi andalababa. Ira kabaya deleboshi kabababa. Ira bagadoshi andalababalia.
I see a blue cloud all over the place. Blue is the color of heaven. Blue means heavenly approval. I tell you that heaven approves the prayer we are praying. On Tuesday, myself and my wife were going to pay our first fruit. Our secretary was driving us to my spiritual father. We got to a place.
You do, baby.
Prayer just erupted from my spirit. And we started praying it, all of us. That's the prayer I want us to pray right now. The Holy Spirit just sparked it within me. Listen to the prayer first. Whatever my father or mother sold out, like Esau sold out his birthright in Genesis 25, 29 to 34, whose debt I am paying.
I see me be a papa now. I'm a ton here. Send your Esau or ton in penny. Die a whole car out here.
Let the blood of Jesus step in.
My yes, Sumoja Emremo.
Let the blood of Jesus step in.
My yes, Sumoja Emremo.
And when I was commanding the blood, the lady pastor said, "Oh, the blood of Jesus should do this. I said, "Do you know when the blood steps in?
I see Sumoja no ebe
it will redeem.
It
to restore. It to retrieve. It to reset. It to do everything. Say, my Father in heaven. I stand.
I stand
in the finished work of Christ.
For me.
On the cross of Calvary.
Declaring
tonight.
Declaring tonight.
That whatever my father or mother.
Whatever my father or mother.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Like Esau sold out his birthright.
Like Esau sold out his birthright.
Whose debt I am still paying.
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 Let the blood of Jesus step in.
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 Let the blood step in.
Let the blood step in.
Let the blood
step in.
Let the blood step in.
Let the blood step in.
Let the blood
step in. Let the blood step in. Let the blood of Jesus step in. Let the blood of Jesus step in. Let the blood of Jesus step in. Let the blood step in. Let the blood of Jesus step in. In the name of Jesus, let the blood step in. 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 Rabagado shekelebaya balababa. Ibagado shekelebasi kabababa. Rabagado shekelebaba. Imapabaya balababa. Rabagado balababa. Rabagado shekelebaya. Whatever my father and mother told me. Baba,
Testimonies are going to come in chains.
In chains.
Jesus. Ampara nyamino ye. Ampara nyamino ye. Enoti muma defanasi. Mano apara nyamino. Listen to it well. I'm telling you. Keep this prayer point. Look, pray them well. Before you open your eyes, what the Lord has done in your life, you'll be shocked. You know, I began by saying that nothing of yours is in God's file again. Your miracle, your healing, your testimony is no longer on God's file. It has been approved and released. Only it is yet to be delivered. Something is blocking the delivery angel. And because Satan is a litigant, he is litigating with your delivery angel. Like what happened between Satan and Daniel and Gabriel. 21 days.
There
was litigation. That 21 days can be 21 years for somebody. It can be 40 years for somebody.
Look,
when I'm burying some people, the things I see, I was burying somebody. I don't know who was. I've been thinking, it is yours. I said, look at this star. Look at this star. What the person is dying with. These are the things.
We need Zaniamano.
This thing we are dealing with.
Nyama yenini edi.
This all the devil is using.
When nyani ni obonsam onam so.
But you see, the moment you deal with them personally.
Na wankasa oni edi we are.
Satan will respect.
Na Satan video audio bo.
Jesus has already dealt with them.
Yesu ni omodi le dampo.
But Satan want to hear you.
Na so Satan dey obeso anti.
Whether you believe in what Jesus has done.
Say we gin ya Yesu aye ni am edi ana.
And Satan hears it from you.
Anko prince Satan wa tie fi wankasa wonu.
He will never stop using it against you.
O nya so be nam so dey ko anti oda.
That's why people Christian who think going to church. Oh, I'm born again. Going to church.
Enti na Christo wo wo Jesus o manya ho from ko aso ni ko aso.
Satan want to hear it from you.
Satan there was on TV one
when that you truly believe in the finished
work. I am the Christ what he said. Yesu ejima na wori a sene na so di dia na.
Are you ready to pray?
Why Christ have on fire now?
Are you ready to pray?
Why God is on
fire? Are you ready to pray the next prayer point?
Yes.
Listen to the next prayer point.
Won't you Bible tell this one?
Whatever rash word.
In same ya me pray kai.
My father or mother spoke. Like Moses.
He said Moses.
In Psalm 106, verse 33.
Whose
debt I am paying. Rash words. Look, we are online. Maybe some of my family members are. Look, some of us.
I see a movie.
We have suffered from rash words from parents. Just say something poor. A father can say something about the child. A mother can say something about the daughter. In anger. You cry. I don't know why I didn't kill you when you were in the womb.
Hey!
You have been handed over to the devil. I'm telling you. You have been handed over. You cry. I don't know why this. A father can get up and say. I don't care what happens to you. I will not need anything of yours. It's a curse. The devil beats them.
You see,
the things the devil is using to fight them, they are not an intercontinental ballistic
missile. No.
The devil is a litigant, is an accuser. Rash words.
In some of them pray,
Psalm 106, verse 33. Moses, the Bible says, Moses spoke rash words.
And Moses of a prayer, now not a concern.
Because they provoke his spirit so that he spoke and advised something with his lips. And because of that, Moses couldn't enter the promised land. Rash words.
In some of them pray,
words that bring limitation.
And somebody is seeing Toba.
Many of us, some of us here, we are victims of parental rash words. When I mention father, it simply means ancestor. So father side, mother side.
I want you to
say, so when I say father, I am not talking about your immediate father or your immediate mother.
Mama
kuli, say prokutu. The Lord is telling me something right now.
Rakutele
prokutu rabaita kuria. I am hearing the voice saying.
It is an
I am healing my people's background.
Jesus.
I am healing my people's background.
Amen.
I am healing my people's background.
Amen.
I am healing my people's background.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear a voice saying,
this is
an I have given them a new background.
Amen.
I have given them a new background.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have given them a new background.
Amen.
Rash words. Victims of rash words. We refuse to be victims of rash words. Are you ready now?
Why, crowd is suffering?
We went offline a little, eh? I'm waiting for us to come back so that the others can catch the prayer point. Are we back? Fine. We are back. Clap for our media people. They are doing well. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I stand in the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
Declaring that.
Declaring that.
Whatever rash words.
Whatever rash words.
My Father.
My Father.
Or my mother.
Or my mother.
Spoke. Like Moses.
Like Moses.
In Psalm 106.
In Psalm 106,
verse 33.
Verse 33.
Whose debt I am paying?
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 It must end with Jesus tonight.
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 It must end with Jesus.
It must end right now. It must end right now. Yes, yes, yes. It must end tonight. Some of our parents, eh? They are people with temper. They quarrel with people. So they speak.
Into wakasa.
And people speak back to them.
You
see, when you know that you have children, be a fool. Let people cheat you. Let people, because if you do, they will say something against your children. And you see, people are we have different level of spiritual strength. There are some people, when you are quarreling with them, the altar around them is strong. So your words will not penetrate. Your words will come back to you. So this rash words,
it is our prince me.
There is no time. We are praying. We will explain some more things. Say rash words.
Say rash words from my father's side,
from my mother's side.
Every rash word,
whose
price I am paying, whose debt I am paying. Rash words,
rash words,
rash words,
rash words,
rash words,
rash words, rash words.
Die
with your debt
in my life.
In my life,
I said, die with your debt. 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 Die with your debt.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I just got a prayer point right now. Let's pray this one and we'll pray that one. Say, my Father in heaven.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
For me on the cross of
Calvary.
I declare tonight,
that
whatever wrong decision,
whatever
wrong choice, my father or mother made, whose debt I am paying, ancestral wrong decisions and choices. Parental wrong decisions and choices. Whose price I am paying?
Whose
debt I am paying?
Whose debt I am
paying? Let those decisions and choices and their debt die with Christ right now. Let them die. Let them die in Christ. Let them die right now.
Let them die. 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 Let them die.
Let them die. Let them die.
Let them die.
We have few minutes to go, I'm telling you. We are here to pray. I say we are here to pray. Look, these are the prayer that produces results.
See,
when God sees you praying yourself, you feel it in your stomach.
What thing can
look, sometimes when I'm praying, I reach 5 hours.
I said, I don't know.
My stomach begins to turn.
Nani you may say Danny.
Sometimes she'll be praying with me. When we get to 3 hours, 4 hours.
I
look at her and say, madam, go and sleep.
I say, oh my quad.
Because she is the one who fixed my breakfast.
Oh no, mommy, I'm ready and eddy.
When I'm sleeping,
tell me that.
She's the one who does my things for me. I am very zero in kitchen. But I know some men here who are very good in kitchen. Like Pastor Roger. He can bath his babies, dress them, cook. You beat me in those areas. You beat me. Let's clap for such men like that. But he answered and said, Matthew 15:30, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Do you know the prayer point the Holy Spirit dropped? Listen to it. Write it before we pray.
They
say, any invisible tree in my family that is producing evil and wicked fruits of harvest into the members of the Boja's family. So you mention your family
there.
Let it catch fire and die. Any invisible tree in my family that is producing evil and wicked fruits of harvest into the members of the so and so family. Let it catch fire. And die. Any invisible means that it's not a natural tree. It means it's not a natural tree. Say, my Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
Declaring tonight that any invisible tree.
That any invisible tree.
In my family. That is producing evil and wicked fruits
of harvest
into the members of my family. You mention your family name when you are praying. Into the members of my family.
Let that tree
catch Holy Ghost fire and die tonight. Let it catch fire and die.
In my father's house, and my mother's house,
that hates continuity of good things.
Look,
I don't know whether you have heard some people give testimony. Next time they are crying.
Now, what you be other say? All the other say,
I've seen it before.
So,
in my former church,
who be buying?
This woman came and then,
Mami by
glad, is it today you were reminding me of the brother who testified in our former church? Today, this evening, yesterday evening, you were reminding me of that brother testifying.
Oh, dear, that's here.
Look, there was reversing.
There's a sand twist,
to the point that the brother became paralyzed.
Died
after testimony.
Where did I say you know?
There are others that hate continuity.
Now, I follow you because you are working. Say, open to a baby, so
a door open.
A boom, baby.
But it shouldn't continue.
And this is a door, so called.
In the house here, in your father's house,
in
your mother's house,
in
this environment, say, my father in heaven,
my father in heaven,
I stand in the finished work of Christ,
the finished work of Christ,
declaring
that any altar
of darkness
that exists.
In this house.
In
my father's house.
In my father's house.
In my mother's house.
In my mother's house.
That hates. Continuity. Of good things.
Of good things.
Continuity. Of good things.
Of good things.
Let that altar.
Let
them catch fire right now.
Let them catch
Holy Ghost. In my mother's house. That swallows testimonies. You see a good prayer point?
Yes.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Don't get tired, eh?
Mama, prayer.
I know it's not easy.
Only say enough of them.
That is what caused God rewards. Sacrifice.
When you
know that this one is a sacrifice, just go and celebrate your reward. But when it is not a sacrifice,
no.
This one is a sacrifice. I can see that some people are calling on God for that. And God will help us. I say God will help us.
Amen.
I say God will help us.
Amen.
Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
In the finished work of Christ.
Do you know what I'm seeing? Do you know what I'm seeing? You don't need hands to be laid on you. Everybody who came here, whatever problem you came here with, it has disappeared.
Amen.
Do you know what I saw? I saw the grounds open. And many things out of us were coming out, and the grounds were swallowed. Oh Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross
of Calvary.
Declaring.
Declaring
that any evil and wicked altar,
any evil and wicked altar
in this house,
in this house,
in my father's house,
in my father's house,
in my mother's house,
in my mother's house,
in this environment,
in my neighborhood,
that swallows testimonies, let that evil and wicked altar,
let that evil and wicked altar,
2024. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
I stand in the finished work of Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
Declaring that this year 2024. Let every good seed.
Let every good seed
that my ancestors from my father and mother's house.
My parents.
And I myself. Had ever planted. Every good seed.
Holy Ghost.
Give it power. To produce a mighty harvest in my life, 2024. Every good seed you have sown, 2024. Every good seed. that we want to end with. I can see heaven open right now. I heard a voice saying, I have released special favor in the house.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Favor that will bring your harvest.
Amen.
Harvest favor.
Amen.
Look, this year, everywhere you pass, there will be harvest. Everywhere you pass, there will be harvest. Everywhere you pass, there will be harvest. Look, 2024. Sometimes you will leave the house with empty hands, but you will return with full hands. I am hearing many things. I can hear the voice saying, your harvest is already in your hands. Your harvest is already in your hands. Lord, thank you. I am seeing something right. Your harvest is already in your hands. 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 Hold it, hold it. Your harvest is already in your hands. Yes, yes. Yes. No power can resist it. Shakale. Yes. Yes. I break every chains on your hands. Take your harvest. Let your hands receive the harvest. Let your hands take the harvest right now. Sakiri katua. Ayakara. Makara. Tokashana. Kilekete. Akarakata. Kuri. Aida. Kabayana. Say, my Father in heaven, I stand in the finished work of Christ for me on the cross of Calvary, commanding souls out of the grip of hell. Hear it again. We are going to command souls from the grip of hell. Souls in our family. Souls at my workplace. Souls in this environment. Souls in my neighborhood. I tell you, heaven is so is rejoicing over this prayer point. After this one, last one. I told you we are going. Say, my Father in heaven,
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I stand in your finished work. The finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. For me. Oh Lord. I command souls.
I command souls.
Out of the grip of hell.
Out of the grip of hell.
Souls.
Souls.
In my family.
In my family.
At my workplace.
At my workplace.
In this environment.
In this environment.
In my neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
I command them.
I command them.
I command them out.
Command them out.
Out of the grip of hell.
Out of the grip of hell. I command them.
Command them.
I command their souls out of the grip of hell. I command it. I command. I command.
Every soul.
I command.
The devil is holy.
I command. In the name of Jesus.
In my family.
I command the soul.
At my workplace.
I command. In the
devil cover.
In the devil cover.
Amen.
We are now going to command wealth and money.
These
are last prayer
points.
Say wealth and money from the hands of from wicked hands.
If
agents
Asumafu.
And covens into our hands for kingdom advancement. We are commanding wealth and money.
Yes,
from wicked hands, agents of darkness, from covens into our hands for kingdom advancement. According to Genesis 24:35, Haggai 2:8, the silver and the gold belongs to our God. Haggai 2:8, Isaiah 45:3, Isaiah 45:11, Isaiah 60:11. I say this year.
Avi,
money will flow in your hands.
Amen.
You are touching money you have never touched before.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Look, you see, don't think the how belongs to the Holy Spirit.
Mary asked how.
Gabriel said the Holy Spirit.
I say, hon, kron, kron,
hon, say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I stand in the finished work. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
For me on the cross of Calvary.
Commanding wealth.
Commanding wealth
and money.
And money
from wicked hands,
from wicked hands.
Agents,
agents,
covens,
covens
into my hands,
into my hands
for kingdom advancement.
For kingdom advancement,
I command money right now.
I command money right now.
Begin to command.
I command.
I command money.
I command money.
I command money.
I command money. I command money.
I command money.
I command money.
I command
money.
I command money.
I command
money. Yes, sir.
From the word.
Yes, sir.
I command money right now. Your hands are full. Your hands are full.
Amen.
Your hands are full.
Amen.
Your hands are full.
Amen.
Say my hands are full.
Say
my hands are full.
Say
my hands are full.
Say
my hands are full.
Say
my hands are full.
Say
my hands are full. Say 2024. My hands will never be empty. 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 My hands will never be empty.
Don't cool.
Believe that you are not living here the same. Go and observe your dreams. Write your dreams down. Whether you understand them or not. Observe yourself. You will know that something has changed. Sometimes you cannot explain it. But you know that something has happened. Because indeed something has happened. Something has happened. Whatever you came here with, whether it is sickness, whether it is disease, whatever problem or challenge, whether it was mentioned or not, once the presence of God descended, it has swallowed the entire problem. You are not living here the same. Father, we thank you for this offering. Let the altar overshadow those who connected to the altar. Let the altar, Father God, hem them in. Any power that will drive them should meet the altar.
Jesus' name.
When they are walking, they should never be identified by the enemy.
Jesus.
I declare that this offering is sanctified and is blessed.
Amen.
Our hands will never be dry this
Amen.
Year. Our hands are full.
Amen.
Because you have commanded that our hands should be full.
Amen.
Father, 2024 is going to yield a mighty and a bumper harvest.
Amen.
Of every good seed we have sown.
Amen.
Our ancestors have sown.
Amen.
2024 is their year.
Yes, O Lord.
I just heard right now.
But this is here.
Some people are going to receive lands free of charge.
I receive it.
And it will be a shock to you. The Lord is asking me, is it difficult for me? Is it difficult for me to Is it difficult for me to touch somebody's hand? There are 18 promotions in the house. There are 7 pregnancies in the house.
Yes, and so.
There are 5 immediate marriages in the house.
Amen. How are you, Noom?
There are 13 contracts in the house.
Amen.
There are 21 healings in the house.
Amen.
Healings, healings. Healings, healings.
Healings, healings.
There are 114 restorations in the house.
Amen.
114 restorations. 114 restorations. 114 restorations. The Lord is saying, One of you came to the altar right now. The Lord is saying, you won't manage that thing again. You will not manage that sickness again. You will not manage it again. It is gone out of you forever. The altar has swallowed it. Mali orande zibrokoto shakata kamaita kule masikia. Families have been visited tonight.
Jesus.
I see everyone here wearing a blue robe, 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 including the children who are here.
Amen.
Shall we rise right now?
My answer is Abri.
Please stretch off your hands.
What dream was that?
The Lord said, set them up. I set you up.
Amen.
For the new beginning.
Amen.
I set you up.
Amen.
For God's now.
Amen.
I set you up for the new thing God has started.
Amen.
Powers that come to distract you and take your attention away. Powers that are always sent to come and annoy you, to come and do something so that you lose what God is doing. Those powers have been arrested.
Jesus' name.
2024 is not their era.
Amen.
They have been arrested.
Jesus' name.
They have been arrested.
Jesus' name.
So that 2024, you experience an encounter.
Amen.
I usher you into your now.
Amen.
Go and celebrate and come back with a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father, we secure, we liberate, and we redeem Sunday's service, Sunday's communion service, Sunday's breaker impact communion service.
Amen.
Where you are going to reveal to us what you did in the life of the two women whom Satan afflicted. For what you are beginning to do in our lives in this church. Father, help us and bring us together.
Yes, O Lord.
So that we all come and celebrate.
Yes, O Lord.
Unto you be the glory.
Amen.
Those who are traveling tonight, those who are traveling today, I secure their journeys.
Amen.
And I secure every activity.
Amen.
They are going to engage themselves with.
Yes, O Lord.
Send them. Let the breaker angel lead them. And bring them back safely. Then on Sunday we shall gather and celebrate you. Father, the dreams you are going to give to us, give us interpretations.
Amen.
Interpretations.
Amen.
Interpretations.
Amen.
Let every word that has come tonight, let it begin to take action right now.
Amen.
We welcome it and receive it.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.